This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the whole Quran, the mentioning of the sound heart, Al-Qalb al-Salim, was only mentioned twice. And amazingly, both times were in reference to the same man, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The first appearance was in Surah As-Safat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنَّ مِن شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And among those who followed his way, meaning the way of Prophet Lut, was Ibrahim. What about him? Allah said, when he came to his Lord with a sound heart, قَلْبٌ سَلِيمٌ. The second appearance is in Surah Al-Shu'ara, chapter of the poets, where Allah Almighty said that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said in a dua that he made to his Lord, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. He said, and do not disgrace me on the day of resurrection, the day when wealth and sons will not benefit man, except he who comes to Allah with a sound heart. Now, the season of Hajj has the unmissable signature of Prophet Ibrahim all over it, from beginning till the end. And Ibrahim was a man who possessed a sound heart, which is perhaps an indication of what we should be prioritizing during this season of Hajj, to also search for that sound heart once and for all. After all, nothing will matter in the court of Allah on the day of reckoning as much as the condition of your heart will. Also, if news was given to you or to me that one of the arteries of our hearts is now blocked, the concern of treating it would occupy our minds and will consume us in an obsessive fashion till we find its cure or till we die in its pursuit. Yet what Ibrahim alayhi salam has just taught us, that the real soundness of a heart is not about keeping it beating. It's about keeping it safe in Iman. So again, we ask the question, what is the nature of this sound heart that we simply cannot do without? Listen to the statements of our predecessors. Mujahid, he said that the sound heart is الَّذِي لَا شَكَّ فِيهِ, the heart that has no doubt within it. Qatada, he said, the sound heart is as-salimu min ash-shirk, the heart that has no trace of disbelief within it. Al-Dhahak, he said, the sound heart is huwa al-khalis, the heart that is sincere and pure. Abu Uthman al-Naysaburi, he said, the sound heart is al-qalb al-khali min al-bid'ati al-mutma'innu ila sunnah, the heart that is empty from innovations and it has found rest in the prophetic way, the Sunnah. Then Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he took all of these meanings and he strung them together in this beautiful sentence. He said that وَلَا تَتِمُّ لَهُ سَلَامَتُهُ مُطْلَقًا حَتَّى يَسْلَمَ مِنْ خَمْسَةِ أَشْيَاءَ. The heart cannot attain that status of being sound till it is spared of five things. Number one, مِنْ شِرْكٍ يُنَاقِدُ التَّوْحِيد, till it is spared of disbelief which contradicts Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. Number two, وَبِدْعَةٍ تُخَالِفُ السُنَّةِ, and from innovations which contradict the Sunnah. Number three, وَشَهْوَةٍ تُخَالِفُ الْأَمْرَ, and to be safe from temptations which contradicts the obligations. وَغَفْلَةٍ تُنَاقِدُ الذِّكْرَ, and to be safe and spared of heedlessness which contradicts the remembrance of Allah. And the fifth and final one, وَهَوًا يُنَاقِدُ التَّجْرِيدَ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ, and to be spared of a desire, an inner subtle desire which contradicts sincerity. If you want a summary, in short, bringing in all of these different expressions together, we can simply say that the sound heart is that heart which is entirely for Allah. It has no room for disbelief, no space for innovations. It has no urge to show off or be praised or thanked by people. It is not a heart that is permanently rocked by doubts. It is not influenced in the least by the trends and the ideologies and the isms and the never-ending social constructs of societies. It has no space for malice or spite. It doesn't struggle to forgive. It has no desire to compete for worldly, dunyawi matters. It doesn't envy people for goodness which Allah has bestowed upon them. It has no space for fallouts with another Muslim because this heart is fundamentally sound. The same way that your heart was created in a sound state, you are expected to return this loan in a similar state of soundness. So every evening, here is a suggestion. Before you go to sleep, recall all of your sins for that day that linger between you and Allah. Then one by one, trace them down, isolate them, ask Allah to forgive them, and plan an escape strategy. Then shift your attention to people. Think about the people who've upset you or you may have upset. Pardon them, one after the other. Do this every night and you will be on a steady path towards a sound heart by Allah's permission.